Good morning and welcome to Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH. I am your host, Mary Scanlon. Joining me today is Tim Sullivan, superintendent of CREC Schools. And if you don't know about CREC Schools, it's a system of tuition-free schools, diverse in theme, united in their purpose, though, that all students can learn and learn at their highest potential. And they believe every student will be a success story. Now, I talk about all the time across Hartford. CREC Schools create spaces where educators and students rediscover a love of learning. And each school, they all have the same mission, but they all do so many different things with their specialities, themes. Right? Yep. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming in. It's lottery time.
It is.
So that means you got to get yourself entered to get a position in one of these highly sought after school positions.
Yeah, we say you can't win if you don't play.
That's right.
So you got to get into the lottery.
I've been there.
February 28th.
I tried with the lottery a couple of times and I was like, oh man, 72. It's a highly sought after position. But if you get in, you're in for an experience because these are wonderful schools.
Yeah, we're really proud of the work that we're doing with the schools. We've worked hard. We have 16 schools in 11 different towns. We have 8,500 students that come to us.
That's
about
amazing.
Half are from Hartford and half from the suburbs. And we think students get a really exceptional experience when they're with us.
And what's great about it is that you can hone in. Like, I applied to the aerospace and engineering because I really, at 3 years old, my son was showing a proclivity for building and
right.
architecture and stuff. And you can really take something that your child is passionate about and then send them into a school where they're still going to get their reading, writing, arithmetic, so to
right.
speak. And then they're going to get to hone in on skills that they love.
Yeah, some of the extracurricular activities and some of the other courses that they take at the elementary level are geared towards a theme. So it might be arts or it might be a STEM career or something like that.
Yeah.
As they get older, it gets a little bit more intense with the theme, as they get closer to 12th grade.
Yeah, so they get more activities that they love and less
right.
science test.
Right.
Unless you're in for science, which wouldn't be me. So when did the whole CREC stands for Capital Region Education Council. Tell people how that all started.
So CREC has been around for a while. We're a regional education service center, and our job is to service the 35 towns in our region.
Okay, so it's all Hartford.
It's all the greater Hartford area. But above and beyond being a RESC, CREC is also a leader of schools. So I'm the superintendent of the Magnet Schools Division, which is a part of CREC,
mm-hmm.
and we run those schools on behalf of the state, essentially. The state, through the Chef O'Neill lawsuit, was required to build some opportunities for students to learn and grow in an integrated setting. And they came to us and said, can you build some schools? So 16 schools later, here
it's
we
amazing.
Are.
Amazing. And some beautiful schools, too, I might add. Now, let's talk about something. You're superintendent of 30, how many schools? 16
so I
schools
have 16
35.
That I run.
So when you have to figure out snow days,
yeah,
you don't only
crazy.
Have to figure out snow days for, you know, where the schools are, like what towns they're in. So you have to take that all into consideration.
Yeah, it's kind of complicated. We have
and then Hartford, I believe, because some of your schools are in Hartford, you have to use those parking lots to get rid of snow, too.
Right, right.
Wow, you've
yeah,
got.
So it's pretty complicated. We got kids coming from 70 different towns.
Yep.
We're in 11 different towns, and every town has their own delays or early dismissals or cancellation policies.
That is
buses
crazy.
Are traveling all over the place. So it's
do
a
you have
crazy.
Like a whiteboard where you figure it all out?
I have an assistant superintendent who I charge with that. I used to do it myself.
My
I was the assistant superintendent.
All I think of is Ben Affleck in that, not Ben Affleck, Matt Damon in that movie,
yeah.
figuring out the math equation and
exactly.
solving it. That's you every snow
exactly.
day. All right, so you're reaching across towns and districts and you're 150,000 different students. And this is a great opportunity for people to get themselves involved in the CREC system, and it's funded by local and state and private funds. It's across
yeah,
the board.
So this, 2/3 of the money comes from the state. So
okay.
every year the state gives a grant to all the students that attend magnet schools.
Okay.
And then about 1/3 of the money comes from local towns. So if you live in West Hartford and your child goes to one of the CREC schools, the town of West Hartford pays tuition to CREC in order for that child to be there.
Okay.
And then in addition to that, we raise some money on the side, but most of the funding comes from either the tuition or the state grant.
Well, because the town that student would have been attending isn't attending that school, so that money
right.
can just be moved to where you guys are. Now, how do you decide what CREC school is going to be what CREC school? Because I know there's the River Academy.
Yeah, so there's a lot of different ones. A lot of times people get mixed up which magnet schools are run by which organizations.
Absolutely.
So the Connecticut River Academy is actually run by our friends over at Learn.
Oh, okay.
And then Hartford Public Schools has 20 really good magnet schools. and CREC has 16 schools. So together we're about 40 schools.
Did I just confuse that? Is that not a CREC school? Let's figure out where the schools are so I know exactly what I'm going to be telling people after I leave here with you. Tell it all my friends. You better get on it because, listen, the lottery is happening right now. It closes, though. You have to have a deadline, and
February
that's February 28th.
At midnight, and if you don't hit that deadline, then you don't really have a chance to get into one of our schools. So
let's
really
talk
important.
About all of them because this is ranging. You guys cover the whole spectrum because now you've got pre-K programs that are really amazing.
Right. So nine of our schools are pre-K to grade five. So you used to come in as a three-year-old, and you stay with us through fifth grade. We have nine schools across the area. We have a Montessori school in Hartford, University of Hartford Magnet School of Multiple Intelligences is in Hartford. We have the Aerospace Academy in Rocky Hill, the Discovery Academy in Weathersfield.
I've played on that playground, and I've looked in the lobby.
Yeah.
It's an amazing building. Yeah.
And
it's
the
cool one
in Aerospace, we're actually in the process of building a new school right on Brook Street.
Okay.
Across the street from the temporary location where it is now.
Yeah.
And then we have the GEM school out in Glastonbury, the Glastonbury Hartford Magnet School, which has a planetarium. We have the International Baccalaureate School, IMS, out in South Windsor, which is a really good school. We got the Museum Academy up in Bloomfield.
Are you doing these all off the top of your head?
Yeah, this is kind of what I do for a living.
Yeah,
so.
Wow. I'm impressed.
And then we have two schools out in Avon right now. We have the Reggio Emilia School of the Arts, which is right there on Route 10 in Avon. And then the Anna Grace Academy.
Oh, Anna Grace.
Anna Grace is named after one of the students that tragically died in Sandy Hook. She was her parents were
musicians
and students at CREC, and were big friends of CREC and fans of CREC. And so we thought it was fitting that we name a school after a child. Not everything in America has to be named after old dead people.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
So you've got it covered from pre-K. I mean Montessori too, which everybody that's a great
Montessori is a very popular.
It's a really amazing educational theme for kids, especially in preschool, and then letting it continue all the way up until sixth grade is that one, and that's on Broad
Street.
That's
the one that goes to sixth grade. And actually, my son went to that school.
Yeah.
When he was 2.5, we applied. He got waitlisted. So he had to go to another Montessori.
Even you got waitlisted.
Even I got waitlisted. But then he got in as a four-year-old, and he stayed there through fifth grade before he went to the classical magnet school. And I can't tell you how happy we were as parents to have our son in an integrated setting where he got an opportunity to meet with and work with kids
from all different backgrounds.
It was a really great experience for him. He's in college now. He's a junior in college. But those experiences that he gained as a pre-K student all the way through 12th grade, being in a magnet school, was just exceptional. We're really happy with what happened to them.
So if somebody wants to get there, first of all, if you want to go take a look at all the schools that are available to you, all 16 of them, from preschool and elementary up to secondary schools, you can go to crecschools.org. And that's the website, easy to figure out. You can click on our schools, and it'll give you a list. And then, according to grade, kind of poke through and figure out. And then take into consideration who your kid is.
So there's a lot of variables. One of the big ones is location, right? So a lot of parents want their child to be at a school that's either near their house or near their place of work.
Yeah.
So they have kind of access. And we're spread out all over the region. So that's one of the decisions that parents have to make. But I can tell you that all of our schools, all 16 of our schools, are high quality. I spend a lot of time in the schools. One of the things I've done since I became superintendent a year and a half ago is I spent a lot of time in classrooms. So I have a process where I go and I sit in class for 20 minutes and I give the teacher feedback on how they're doing. All of my administrators are doing that.
Okay.
We've done over 7,000 classroom observations in the last year and a half, making sure that every teacher in every classroom is of high quality. So I can tell you with a straight face that any one of our schools, whichever one you pick, you're going to find high-quality education, and you're going to find it with a group of kids that aren't necessarily look like your child, and your child's going to learn how to develop and grow and learn in a setting that's going to be more representative of what America's going to look like later on.
Absolutely. Now, you've got a history in education. You've worked with the Hartford Public Schools for a long time.
I did 23 years in the Hartford Public Schools as a teacher at Weaver High School, assistant principal, and eventually the principal of Classical Magnet. Then I had an opportunity to come over to CREC, and I served as the assistant superintendent at CREC for 5 years, and then I got the opportunity to be superintendent, and I'm in my second year as superintendent and loving it.
And not only have you been a teacher and a principal and assistant principal, but you're a coach too. So you've done football, track, coach. You've done mock trial teams. I mean, you've covered the spectrum as an educator. So, and then walking into a classroom and sitting for 20 minutes, not only are you talking the talk, but you're walking the walk. So this is a great opportunity for people to know that the CREC schools are getting it done and providing high quality education. So let's talk about some of your favorite schools to talk about. Do you have favorites, or are they all like, oh, they're all my children?
They're all my children. but there's a couple of schools that
Awards. Who's the award winners?
I'd like to point out today. One of the schools that touches my heart is the Metropolitan Learning Center in Bloomfield.
Okay.
It's a grade 6 to 12 school. And they really believe in a liberal arts education and educating the whole child. Sometimes we get carried away with trying to get our kids ready for a career. And if we really think about it, if they can read, write, think, problem solve, and communicate, they can do anything. And as the world changes and as the economy changes, they're going to be able to adapt. And so the Metropolitan Learning Center in Bloomfield really focuses on the liberal arts. It's an international baccalaureate school. It just means that it's recognized internationally for its quality. But the idea is that kids can go there. And when you leave the Metropolitan Learning Center, you can go become a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant or a radio talk show host or anything you want to be. And you'll have that basic education to back you up. And so that school is very much like the one I sent my son to.
Okay.
And when I walk in there, you just get a vibe. Like the teachers really care about the kids. They don't see the kids as numbers. They see them as people, and they're working to develop the whole child.
Now, this is all the same. That's the other thing that people are probably going to ask. Like at a CREC school, you still follow all the mandates and stuff that a regular high school in your own hometown follows. So.
Right. So they get all the basics of a regular education. The difference is that the schools are a little bit smaller, right? So there's 100 students per grade in our secondary schools. So that's smaller than some of the area high schools.
Yeah, sure.
As a result of that, well, we're paying close attention to the individual child. The other thing that's a real big difference is the who you're sitting in class with, right? So when you're bringing kids in from 70 different towns, the different socioeconomic backgrounds, the racial and religious backgrounds, bringing them all together. A lot of families that live in the greater Hartford area live in a neighborhood in a community where your school and the children at your school look a lot like your own child. Whether you live in Hartford or you live in Simsbury.
But newsflash, that's not what the world looks
like. That's not what the world looks like. And that's one of the advantages for this. And as a parent who sent their child to magnet schools from K to 12, pre-K to 12, I can tell you that the advantages that the kids have at the end of the road in terms of being able to adapt and deal with society in a meaningful way. My son's in college right now, and he walked onto campus, and he wasn't intimidated by or out of place with anybody. He felt just as home at home with the preppies as he did with the city kids.
Yeah, every group, everywhere. Yeah. I think that's amazing. So you've got, we just talked about the Metropolitan Learning Center. What's your newest school?
So our newest school is the Academy of Aerospace and Engineering Elementary School.
And that's in Rocky Hill, the Brook
Street
one?
That's in Rocky Hill. But even that now has been open for 6 years. Our new schools are getting older. We've gotten to the point now where we're not building more schools.
Yeah.
We want to make sure the schools we have are high quality and well-funded. One of our problems is the state funding for magnet schools has been flat the last 9 years.
And the interest in it and the
interest goes
and the
up,
applications
but the
growing.
Money hasn't been there to back it up.
But that Brook Street school, you're in a temporary location. It's actually getting a brand new shiny building across the way.
Yeah, it's going to be really nice.
Yeah, it's amazing. So you've got flat funding from the state of Connecticut because everybody knows we have budget problems all over the place. But hopefully we'll get that managed and get you building again.
Yeah, we want to, whether we build again or not, we just want to make sure that the schools we have are sustainable. And we think that's going to be okay. We think the state's going to step up. We know that people are well-intentioned. They see the value in magnet schools. It doesn't matter whether or not the money's there.
They see the value in it because you see how many people are applying to get in and participate in the program. I mean, I have to be honest. I applied to I gave them, first, second, third choice. And I think my best number was 72. And I think one of my other numbers was in the 200s.
Yeah.
You know, because there is definite interest. And there's a reason for the interest is because they're such great, school programs.
And one of the things that's nice about the system that the state has set up is it's a lottery.
Yeah.
So you got to win the lottery to get in. It's not who your parents are or who you know.
Yeah, exactly.
If you call me up and say, hey, Mr. Sullivan, can you get my kid into the school?
No can do.
The answer is no. When last year, one of our principals, his son ended up on the waiting list for his school.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. He was number 32 on the wait list. So
32 is pretty good, though.
32 is pretty
good. You feel like you might have a chance.
He didn't get off the wait list. No, he didn't get in off the wait list. So he had to stay at a different school. But even our own employees can't get their kids into the school unless they win the lottery.
Huh. All right. Real talk, though. What's a good number if you don't get in on a wait list? What's a reasonable wait list number?
If you don't get into the first round, you want to be in single digits.
Single digits. Man, yeah. I wasn't even close. I was like,
72 is not a good number.
I was in outer space.
If you called me and said, should I put the private school deposit down because I'm number 72 on the wait list, I would advise you not to wait around because 72 doesn't usually get picked off the wait list.
If you're just joining us this morning on Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH, we're talking to Tim Sullivan, superintendent of CREC schools. If you've thought about sending your kids into a CREC school program, now is the time. The deadline for lottery is February 28th at midnight, and they shut it down. Don't try at 12:01 on the 1st.
Don't call my house at 1 o'clock in the morning saying that there was a problem
with your computer. My computer got a virus. That's why I could. How many different excuses have you heard about the lottery?
We've heard a bunch. But, you know, we're gonna have 18,000, 19,000 applicants.
Yeah. For how many positions?
We're going to offer about 2,000 seats this year.
Wow.
So
because out of all the students, you know, you're – return rate is pretty good. People are loving these schools. They're not giving them up.
That's the hard part. If you're applying to a third grade seat, you have to hope that one of the second graders isn't coming back.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen very often.
So that's where your chance of getting in is better in a pre-K-3.
Yeah, so for the 9 elementary schools, you really want to apply in pre-K-3 when your child's going to be 3 in September. And for our secondary schools, you want to apply in 6th grade. And actually, we have a lighter applicant pool in 6th grade this year. There must have been something with the population boom.
Yeah.
Maybe parents took a year off from having kids or something. But the 6th grade applications are a little light this year.
Okay.
So it's a good year to apply to 6th grade.
So also keep in mind, don't wait until your child is 3. You know, you have to think ahead. So if you've got, you know, someone who's going to be 3 in September, so you've got a 2.5-year-old, you know, 2+, start thinking about this now as well. Go visit. Now you have chances for people to go invest, like if they have ideas about maybe I like this school, maybe I like this school.
The best thing to do is to actually go see the school, have a conversation with the principal, take a tour. You can see students and that kind of stuff. So go onto our website, look at your school that you're interested in, and then you can contact the school and see what they have available for dates.
Direct. Okay, so you don't have like open house nights where
we do have open house nights. I don't have them all memorized off the top
of my
head.
Okay, I don't mean I won't get you.
but it is the 13th of February, so we only have 15 days left, so the time is running short. So if there's something you're interested in, now's the time.
Now let's talk about the lottery system. What's the process for someone to apply for the lottery?
So there's a website that has an electronic application. You go to that website, you put down your top 5 choices. And we encourage everybody to put 5 choices. If you put 1 or 2 choices, you have less chance of getting in. So put 5 choices.
Now, is this the RSC? Or like, which website do we go into? RSCO?
Yeah, so it's choiceeducation.org.
Okay.
You can go to the CREC website, and we'll take you there. You can go to the RESCO website, the Regional School Choice Office website. But choiceeducation.org will get you right to the application process. And you got to put some basic information in there. Where do you live? How old is your child? And then you make your choices. And then it's a lottery after that.
And I got to tell you, I didn't have a hard time doing it when I was at home. You know, I'm not good.
You're not
at
super
stuff
savvy.
I'm not good at stuff like that. So it was a pretty easy process. And you know, we did take the time and look through all the schools that we were interested in. We did our first choices first, and then we were like, you know what, this one looks pretty interesting, or let's go check this one out as well. You know, there's a lot to look at.
There's a lot of information, and sometimes the people can get overwhelmed. And so what I can tell you is, if you're interested in a school and you're overwhelmed, you're interested in magnet schools, you're overwhelmed, just put down 5 choices. Chances are pretty good whichever one of those 5 choices you end up with,
it's a great school.
Yeah, it's a great school. So don't get so overwhelmed that you get the deer in the headlights and you don't apply. Apply. If you get accepted, you don't have to go.
Yeah.
Once you get accepted, you can go check out the school again and see if that's the right fit for you.
And then someone who's number 3 on the list is like, yeah, glad you didn't choose.
Yeah.
You know, that parent out there
exactly.
Holding the number 3
exactly.
Ticket. Now, CREcSchools.org is always the website you can go to check all this out. Now, I'm on it right now, and it's fantastic, because I click on schools and I can go through each one of the schools and find out. I can look at events that you've got coming up, and even career opportunities. If you're a teacher out there and you're thinking that you want to teach at one of these amazing schools.
Yeah, we're looking for special teachers, right? We're looking for teachers. want to teach, but want to teach in the kind of setting that we have, in an integrated setting where you have students from all different towns and different socioeconomic backgrounds, where you can bring kids together and they can learn about each other. And it takes a special adult to be able to facilitate that. So if you're one of those adults out there and you're working right now or looking for a job in education and you want to come work someplace special, we think CREC could be the place. So check us out.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question that's going to come right out of, like, right field. What do you do with someone, are you able to handle a more neuro population of student that's looking for a different kind of education? Because there's a lot of kids, you know, out there that might have some things that they need help with.
Yeah.
But they still are smart, capable, ready to learn kids.
Yeah, and so we're ready for that, right? We are accepting of all students. So you apply, you get accepted. We don't ask you if you have an IEP or if you're neurodiverse before you come in. Once you get accepted, we work with your sending town to develop a program of support for you so that you'll be successful. So let's pretend you lived in Rocky Hill and you decided to come to Academy of Aerospace and Engineering. Representatives from Rocky Hill, the representatives from CREC, and the family would work together to develop
a
plan.
So it's the same idea.
You
have the same kind of support system.
Absolutely. It's not a dog-eat-dog world. We're there to make sure that every child is successful.
That's important to know because a lot of people out there, I think, might be reticent to apply for one of these schools. Or, you know,
right.
if does the same IEP or whatever, the 504 will apply to
all that stuff carries over. And there may be a couple of exceptions where students aren't really fitted for a mainstream education.
Yep.
And if they're in a special program, an out-of-district placement.
It's not a guarantee, but you'll do what you can
We'll look at the history of the student. We'll do everything we can to get them into one of our schools. And if not, they may win a seat and have an opportunity to finish up wherever they are and then come to us. So the best thing to do is just apply and then come have a conversation.
So if you do want to apply, I'm going to have all the information. I know every week they're like, you know, you say all that stuff while I'm driving in the car and I don't have a pen and paper and you know I'm not. And I'm like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to put all the information that you need. I'll get all the links up. I'll get all the phone numbers up. I'll get the dates up. I'll get the information up at WRCH.com. So you'll be able to just click through and get yourself the information looking for. So again, if you have a two-year-old at home and you're thinking about preschool for the coming years, now's the time. If they're going to be 3 years old in September right. 1st, I'm assuming is the date.
It's actually by December 31st.
By December 31st. So if they're going to be 3 years old by December 31st, get on this because this is a great opportunity for you to get in on some amazing preschool learning and development because this is when they're little sponges and they're going to pick up and they'll pick up good school habits too and already have the socialization and then get the hang of going to school and the whole process and friends and teachers and somebody who's not mommy telling them what to do.
Yeah, I think it's really a positive experience for students to get out into a school setting. I mean, I go and observe the pre-K classrooms. It's not like they're sitting in rows doing math problems, right?
No. They're not robots.
It's learning experience through a play center.
It's secret learning, I call that.
Yeah, secret learning. And if nothing else, they're learning how to be around other children and to share, right? My son was an only child, and one of the things we wanted him to be able to do is to share his toys and to learn how to adapt to
social-emotional learning happening at the same time with the ABCs and 1, 2, 3s.
Yeah, and all those classrooms, our pre-K and kindergarten classrooms, all have two adults in them. So we make sure that there's a good ratio of adults
to students.
So
they still get to be pre-K. And there's a lot of parents out there that are like, what is my three-year-old going to learn? Yeah, I'll tell you something.
Yeah,
you'd be amazed at what your three-year-old's going to learn in a pre-K
And, you know, setting. One of the things we want to do, and Montessori is really good at this, is we want your child to explore and push themselves to learn.
Yeah.
Right? And so when you put them in a school setting and you have the proper approach to it, they can decide what they're ready to learn and how far they're willing to go at those early ages.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really important part of their natural development is to say, oh, I'm curious in this. Let me go find out more about it.
Yeah.
And giving them the exposure to the materials, to a setting where they can do that is really cool.
Yeah. So if you're interested in getting yourself in on the lottery, I'm telling you, now is the time. The clock's ticking. February 28th is
going to
be
one more thing I should mention. For those parents that live in Hartford, there's also an open choice program, which is part of the same lottery application.
Okay.
And what it does is allows families from Hartford to go out to the suburbs.
Yeah.
So you can go to the West Hartford Public Schools or the Newington Public Schools. You fill out an application at the same space, right? So you can go to choiceeducation.org and you can get to the same spot and be able to apply for the Open Choice program. It's a great opportunity for families in Hartford that want to go out and experience something a little different than what they would be getting otherwise.
Yeah, and it's another great way to start making classrooms what America looks like. You know, this is a really a great opportunity for your kids to meet kids that, you know, don't look like them and maybe don't know the same kind of things that they know.
Right. And when they go off to college or to work, they're going to meet people that don't look like them and don't know the same things they know. And the kids that graduate from these programs are going to be better equipped to deal with that.
So if you're interested in getting in on the lottery, let me tell you, you can go to choiceeducation.org, and that is going to get you, immediately on the homepage, the Apply Now, Apply to School Choice, and you can click through. Or you can start by heading to CREKSchools.org, and this is really your manifesto of information.
We have a lot of stuff
there's
there,
a lot
yeah.
to look at here.
Yep.
And, you know, just think about who your child is, what your child's interested in. What do they, you know, lean toward when you go play with their friends? You know, is it Legos and building? Is it going to the Connecticut Science Center, a big joy for them? You know, is she really an actress? Is she out there and is she a ham? And is she out there performing? There's a school for that.
Yep. There
Trust
is.
Me.
There
so
is.
Head on over to CREKSchools.org and see all the great things that are going on right here in our area. And take a trip and go visit one of these schools and see the amazing stuff that's going on in the classrooms.
And the amazing people that are there, right?
Yeah.
So the families that come to CREK share a similar interest in social justice. They want their child to be in a place where everyone is accepted for who they are, no matter who their parents are, no matter what zip code they come from. And and there's a lot of like-minded people there, both the staff and the parents and eventually the students.
The village is amazing.
The village is amazing, and it's a great part. Great to be a part of it. It's great to be have the opportunity to lead it.
Tim Sullivan, superintendent of CREK Schools, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you so much for listening to us this morning on Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH.